Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. The brooms are out, and we sent the Mets home packing. This is the Morning Shift. I am Big Papa Squid. They call me Bo, but I go by Squid Billy as well. He is the All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon.
Keep going.
He thinks he's a team captain, but he's really not.
Keep going.
Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, and very happy of that right now. Miss Allie Mack, and the most vanilla producer in sports radio history, but we love him anyways. Because he's a Drake fan. Mr. Dylon, he throws it in, makes one big, great mix, and we are the Morning Shift. Hello, how are y'all?
Dude, you can take away all the accolades you want. Don't take away my team captaincy, okay? Don't strip me of that. That was voted
Not from a national championship team, just from the Morning Shift. You might be a co-captain. I'll give you that.
Of the Morning Shift?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm a role player, bro. I'm good. Just put me in the background. I don't need to be a captain of this squad. You guys do a good job driving the boat. I'm solid on that. Just a role player.
We're a third. This is
I'm a middle reliever. It's all
no,
good.
No. You're at least a setup, man.
Okay. I'm not the ace of the staff like you, I guess. So, yeah.
I mean, you're more of Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder.
Is that what it is?
Oh no!
Oh,
well, look, you've spent the last 3 months telling everybody they're idiots for sleeping on Bryce Elder, so here we are.
Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody needs a fifth starter that can give you a quality start most outings. Just saying, there's something to be said about that.
I got to tell you guys, and I'm gonna get into the story a little bit later, but I'm feeling a lot better today than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. Burning the midnight oil a couple nights ago, knowing I didn't have to work yesterday. My wife she lost all control. She lost all control. She took over our Wednesday night plans and lost her entire mind. And she was feeling way worse than I was yesterday. So I'm sure we'll get into that story at some point. But I'm happy to be here with a water in my hand, feeling nice and hydrated today after what happened to me a couple of days ago.
I cannot wait to hear that story. Bo, what did you do with your day off yesterday?
I was a dad. I say that we kept Melrose at home yesterday. Amy had to go travel, visit some offices and stuff. Me and Pork Chop until about 2 something. So that was one of the was the longest probably that it's just been her and I at home. We've went out before and it's been me and her.
Did you get the baby Bjorn yet? Strap her to your chest?
I've done that, but didn't do it yesterday.
Okay.
Although I almost did. She's actually pretty good. Like, we had a pretty good routine. The only thing was her naps were a little bit shorter, and it was throwing me, like, yesterday, so it was throwing me off a little bit, but we had a good day. I don't want to be the weather person, but I'm sick of the rain. I've had enough. I've just had enough. I mean, it's so ridiculous right now. I can't even go to the driving range. I don't know if you guys know this, but I feel like bugs are worse when it's wet.
Of course. Mosquitoes love a moist atmosphere.
Pause.
hey, that's the is that the first pause on her?
Yeah, maybe.
So we're getting a lot of firsts this week.
You have to be careful, though, about what you wish for, Bo, because Mike and I were just looking over the weather for the next week, and we're seeing some 96s, 97s in the forecast with zero rain. So it's going to be nice and hot and muggy just in time for Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. Frank Cord mentioned it last night on the broadcast, and he was like, dude, it's one of those things where I feel like we live in South Florida and it rains every freaking day. And he was like, but at the same time, it was much less muggy last night than it was the night before, which I think we all expected Spencer Strider to go a little bit deeper in the game, obviously, when it's not quite as hot. So you're like, dude, okay, if that's what it took to get the front moving through and to cool things off a little bit and have Strider go up to 100 pitches, then I'm good with it.
Well, yeah. And I know we're going to get to this. I know Allie wants to transition, but real quick, Allie, you're absolutely right. We've had, I feel like it sits on June 20th, we've had a mild summer, so to speak, because of the rain. Mm-hmm. I feel like humidity a little bit, but the heat, I mean, I don't think it's been, like you said, I don't think it's been 95 yet, maybe next week. So, you know, it'll be tank top season and cutoffs. You know, Mark Zeno would fit in at Echo Park Speedway next week because it might be cutoff sleeve shirt time.
Well, we do have to talk about the Braves. Real quick, I want to remind you, we've got the countdown going on of the top 20 most important Falcons this season, according to Mike and Bo. The top 10 will be revealed today. We're going to continue that conversation at 6:20 today, but let's talk about it. Braves swept the Mets. Absolutely incredible series. Last night, they won 7-1. Matt Olson hit a three-run double. Spencer Strider struck out 8 in 6 innings. Mets walked 9 of our guys. And whether you are a tourist or just watching on TV, I think we all heard the overrated chant going on right at Juan Soto.
Yeah,
clap,
and he,
clap, 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 clap.
He fired back with a comebacker to Dylan Lee. So, look, I think it was Dylan Lee. It might have been Montero. I don't know where to start because I got two guys I want to highlight. You just mentioned both of them. Let's go with Spencer Strider. You said he went 6 innings, 8 Ks, coming off of what, that 13, I think, strikeout game before. So let's do this. Strider in his 4 starts before the last two, so his first 4 starts back from the hamstring, he pitched 20 innings, gave up 13 earned runs, walked 10 people, gave up 16 hits, and collected 19 Ks. His last 2 starts, he's went 12 innings, 8 hits, and 1 earned run, and 21 Ks, while only walking 2. His command is coming back. That means the location is really honing in. He's being more precise, and he's walking less guys, and he's getting the strikeouts. That's the first one. The other one is the guy that our Grant Holmes loves to bag on. That's Matt Olson. In this series, he went 5 for 11.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
When have I bagged on Matt Olson? What are we talking about? Don't be throwing me under the bus like that. I ain't said nothing bad about Matt Olson.
Yeah. You denied his hot streak.
That's because he had been 1 for 14.
5 for 11 in this series with 5 RBIs, only 1 strikeout, walked 3 times, so and a home run in there, a couple of doubles. So it's safe to say what I'm pointing at is the Braves got production from the Rileys, the Olsons, the Ozunas, all with big key hits in this series. And the starting pitching, I thought, was phenomenal. I know Schwellenbach gave up some runs, but he still got you through 7. I thought that was exactly what you needed, and the bullpen was pretty freaking good themselves.
Yeah, I do want to highlight a couple of different things, but how about just the lineup as a whole, drawing 8 walks yesterday? I just think that we've been so disconnected watching the Atlanta Braves so many times where I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what is the approach at the plate? Why are we not trying to work counts and do different things? And I had struggles with, you know, a certain number of guys yesterday. There was an iffy at bat from Verdugo, an iffy at bat from Michael Harrison. They've come to be known as the usual suspects when it comes to those things. But Drake Baldwin drawing a couple walks, Ozzie Albies, obviously Ronald Acuna. You go up and down the lineup, Matt Olson draws a walk. Like, there was so many guys that worked counts and were doing different things to try to get deeper into the game and into the bullpen for the Mets. And I think that was the difference. I think the first couple of games of the series, and you look at the sweep overall, you know, the Mets helped you out numerous times. You had the iffy defensive play a couple of different times by the catcher in the first 2 games of the series. they played average ball. I'm sure that the phone lines up in New York this morning are probably blowing up. Mm-hmm. But I thought the Braves won the game yesterday. I thought they took control, and you started getting hits from the guys that you need to get hits from. And I don't think I've bagged on Matt Olson. I know that Bo, you know, has a certain way of taking things when I'm not uppity about every single player. But Matt Olson is doing right now what I said that I hoped he would do when we had that conversation about whether or not he was hot. 5-11 hot. That's hot. A seven-game hitting streak where he's 7-for-40, to me, that's not hot. 5-11's hot. He's absolutely tattooing the ball right now. Even when Matt Olson is getting outs, he's hitting the ball hard, and he's getting it all over the yard. And, to Bo's point, I think that Spencer Strider, in his recent starts before the last two, he's had to kind of pick whether or not he's going to be strategic in location or try to get the velocity up. I thought that he was better with his location, although I think he missed a couple of times in the early innings yesterday, but the velocity is up as well. I think he averaged 96 miles an hour last night on his fastball. So we're seeing the best version of a lot of these guys starting to come around, and we talked about it middle of June. To my credit, being the Grant Holmes of this show, we talked about the middle of June being where we would start judging the Braves, and here we are. They're starting to hit their stride, and obviously to the detriment of the Mets.
Real quick, four of those walks that you mentioned, Mike, were in the bottom of the fifth. And
yes.
Produce runs. So, I think that's a great point. I love the fact that you pointed that out. To the Strider thing, Allie, I don't know if you have anything on this, but Schwellenbach's been hitting like 99 and 100
mm-hmm.
in his last maybe three starts, and that took him, and he started since like what, game two or three. And I'm mentioning that because it feels like he's starting to really get his velocity right now, and we're in late May and early June. And I'm bringing it up because Strider hit 98 a few more times last night, and I'm just wondering if by middle of July, if everything's good with Strider, if he's not back at 100. I mean, just because sometimes it takes a while for these guys because they, especially with Strider, you've taken it so easy with him.
Yeah, and it feels like Schwellenbach has really settled in. He's just completely composed on the mound. With Strider, you start to see that frustration on him,
dude.
And it makes you so – you know who used to be like this,
like
too?
He's gritting his teeth after a hit. He's like,
Will Smith was the same way.
That's a good call.
And that – I mean, it just makes me nervous when I can see emotion on their face. So hopefully Strider can settle in and compose like Schwellenbach. But coming up, we're going to get back into Mike and Bo's picks for the top 20 most important Falcons, and we're going to get a check of the tailgate at home from Mr. Squid. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
The Odyssey, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yep.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. It's 6:23, and it is Friday, which means we've got the tailgate at home going strong over at Casa de Squid. Last week it was sausage balls, Bo. What do you have on the grill today?
Yeah, no balls today, but I do have my meat is smoking currently. I'm not even going to adorn that with a pause. Can I ask real quick? Can I do a stop? Dylan, do you know, did you play this song on purpose?
I did not, actually. It was just dumb luck.
Wow. Oh, man, I wanted to give you credit so bad. You should have just said, yeah. This is the meat song. Remember that commercial, Mike? Ali, y'all remember it back in the day? I think it was like late 90s. It was like beef, it's what's for dinner. And they just like they just played different cuts of meat, and it was that song. Nobody?
I don't remember that. I remember the beef, it's what's for dinner. And, you know, pork, the other white meat.
Bo, you just file away things that the average person does not.
Correct.
It's a superpower.
Yeah.
He has the memory of an elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better remember that, Dylan.
Anyways,
so I threw a chuck roast on. I'm going to smoke a chuck roast to about 204 degrees, kind of like you would a pork butt, where I can pull the meat. And I'm gonna make some beef, some pulled beef sandwiches for later in the day. So nothing hard at all. I went and grabbed me a chuck roast, threw some W sauce on it as a binder. Normally, I like to make my own rub, but I got some. I've been using this Meat Church stuff a lot lately because my neighbor Bristow bought me like a 5-pack of Meat Church rubs, like the big, I mean the tall boys, and. So I've been experimenting with new rubs. So I threw the Holy Cow on there. And you know how I do it. I spray it with, I can't believe it's not butter, as Mr. Yo, who's a big listener, is caught on to and using it now for his meats. And we're going to smoke it till it gets 204 degrees. We're going to pull it and pull the meat. And voila, we got pulled beef sandwiches. You can make sliders out of it, too, if you want. But I want whole sandwiches.
You know, the best thing about your tailgate at home today is that next week we won't have to tailgate at home. But we'll be able to all do it in person down at the Echo Chamber.
Dude.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited to do that during the show. What are we going to do, though?
I don't know. We'll have to come together on that.
You might have to ask my husband for a recipe because he was making brisket this week. And
yeah,
it smelled
incredible. I was going to say brisket might be the go-to. It's usually what I like to smoke when I do my Weber with the snake method. So we'll see what happens.
I love brisket. It's probably whenever I go to anytime I go to a new barbecue spot, I order the brisket because to me, if you get the brisket right, you can get any other meat there right. Right? That's the way I think. Problem for me is I have a love-hate relationship with brisket because I've only gotten one brisket exactly the way I wanted it. It's not that I don't get them good. It's that I'm searching for that perfect one, and it's never just it's like only once was exactly the way I wanted it, and it's like it's not bad, but it's just not perfectly the way I want it, and I don't know it's this love hate thing I have with it.
Well, that's why you should try it next week when we are out at Echo Park Speedway. Now, if you want to get a look at the Meat Man's fixins, you can do that on the Morning Shift Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. The tailgate at home will be going on all morning long.
Something funny about being a vegan, say the meat man.
I'm glad somebody said it. I didn't want to have to do it again.
Well, if you are getting ramped up for the Falcons season, I don't think it's very heavily veiled that we are getting pretty excited on this end as well over here at 92.9 The Game. And Mike and Bo are the duo that know the most about the Falcons between Mike's offensive lineman days with the Falcons, Bo's travels with the Falcons radio network. Their opinion on the Falcons this season carries some heavy, heavy weight, and they have come together and agreed upon, they agreed upon the top.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I know. It was a miracle. The top 20 most important Falcons. Do you guys want to run through your top 10 real quick, or top 20? 20 to 11 before we get to the top 10.
I give them real quick. Charlie Warner was number 20. Troy Anderson, 19. Mike Hughes was number 18. Arnold Abakady coming in at 17. Ruka Roboro at 16. James Pierce Jr., the Rook, there at 15. Caleb McGarry at 14. Chris Lindstrom at 13. Youngway Koo at 12. And Darnell Mooney came in at 11. That was 20 through 11 in terms of the top 20 most important Falcons going into the season.
All right. Well, now we got to get to today's all about the top 10. So let's go with number 10. Who do you guys have in that spot?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start us off. We got Caden Ellis right there at number 10. And we're starting to get down to the nitty-gritty. And I think that when you look at Caden Ellis, I actually probably, if not for the depth I feel like we have at linebacker, I would have probably slid him a little bit higher. But so many times last year did you look at what Caden Ellis brought to the table, and he seemed to be kind of the heartbeat of this defense, the heartbeat of this team. He, along with Jesse Bates, he does so many different things. And, you know, we've talked about the green dot and everything else going on with the rotating door next to him at the linebacker level. You feel like he had to play a special brand of football, and he did. And he's been worth every dime that the Falcons got him through free agency a couple of years ago. And you just love listening to him talk football, man. So we got Caden Ellis right there at number 10, and expect big things from him this year.
All right. What about number 9?
Number 9 is pretty simple. It's the guy that their biggest – Mike, would you agree their biggest free agent acquisition, which is Leonard Floyd?
Hopefully. I would say hopefully, and that goes along with our list of him being most important. But, yes, hopefully.
Yeah. This guy is he could be higher, honestly. He really could, because you need so much from him. And I'm not just talking about on the field, but I have been a big thing. I don't need veterans to coach and be extra coaches. But there's something to be said about veterans helping young guys adapt, deal with some of the issues that arise of being a pro, like, you know, things aren't as easy on the field. You know, the work, the rookie wall, Mike, that you know about as a guy that played, all these things that go that just kind of just starts being a veteran, or not even a veteran, but just an NFL player in an NFL season. And Leonard Floyd has got two young guys, really three if you want to count Braylon Trice, and he's going to be looked at as kind of that mentor type thing, along with Arnold Abakady in some ways. But not just that, on the field, you need that production. You need that 8 to 10 sacks that he's been good for since he left Chicago, when his career actually took off after his rookie stint. So, to me, the importance of Leonard Floyd on this defense is not be understated.
All right. What about number 8 is what we're down to.
Number 8 is a guy that I was not sure was going to be on this roster heading into the season. That's defensive tackle David Onyemata. You got him also a couple of years ago coming over as a free agent from the New Orleans Saints. And when you look at what's going to be expected of him this year, you lost Eddie Goldman. You lost Grady Jarrett through free agency this offseason. You did not draft a defensive tackle. Obviously, you brought in Morgan Fox, and I think there's something to be said for his upside and him being important this year as well. But David Onyemata's got to be that guy. He's got to grow into this role of being this star defensive lineman, this star defensive tackle. I thought he played better 2 years ago in Ryan Nielsen's system, adapting a little bit last year to what Raheem Morris and company were asking him to do. But he's got to step up to the plate and be a massive part of what this defense is, stopping the run and then obviously holding the middle when it comes to rushing the passer. You could have slid him into the top 5 as well, to Bo's point a minute ago. We're starting to get down to the nitty-gritty. David Onyemata has a massive role this season.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. We are down to the nitty-gritty. So who is coming in? I mean, 7 guys left. So who's in 7th place?
Well, we're sticking with the theme, Allie Mack, and that's defense, and that's up front. That's the trenches, so to speak. Although Jalen Walker, who is the number 7 guy, you can argue trenches, what do you want with edge, but he was it. And I said this, I think everybody really said this. I don't think if you say that you said this, it's anything that no one thought Jalen Walker would be there at 15. But I would have been told that was the guy they wanted, but they knew he wouldn't be there. And I know now there's an article that's come out where it's been kind of confirmed through Fontenot that Greg Beatles talked to Terry Fontenot and was like, "Is there, after meeting with him, is there any chance?" And they're like, "Nope, won't be there," because nobody thought he'd be there. And he was. And now you need – everything he can do is of great importance. He is great against stopping the run. He's good off the edge coming after the quarterback. He can quarterback spy. He can run guys down. He could be, at the end of the season, talked about as one of the three best players on this defense, and he could be talked about as the best player at the front of this defense in that front seven.
All right, we have time for one more reveal on the top 20 list of most important Falcons for this season. Who is coming in number six?
Number six, and it's no secret that as we start to get down, and you haven't named him yet, that Ryan Neuzel has to be a dude. And, you know, really inside of Ryan Neuzel, when you start to get to the top five, you start talking about players that are proven somewhat, maybe not as proven as you know, as you think of them as. But Ryan Neuzel is a guy who started half the games last year. Obviously, there's a ton of upside there. A lot of the – and you talk to Dwayne Ledford and a lot of these other offensive linemen, Raheem Morris, they all believe in him as a player. But Drew Dahlman left in free agency, and he went to Chicago. Ryan Neuzel is now given the keys to that full-time starter job. He has to be the guy at center. He has to be the guy, and the guy that's, you know, making the this offense go. You have a first-time signal caller, obviously, in Michael Penix. You have a run game with Bijan Robinson that you massively rely on what's in the middle there at the center position. He's being given the keys to the Cadillac, and Ryan Neuzel has got to be a guy. When you talk about importance that steps up into that role that he's been given, I don't know that there's anybody that has to make more of a leap. We talk about importance of obviously playing up to your potential, but he's one of those guys that needs to make a leap as well in certain aspects of his game. I think I'm confident in saying that he'll do that, but number six, man, Ryan Neuzel has got to be a guy this year that you can rely on.
Which means we only have five spots left. Feel free to weigh in on how you feel about the top 20 most important Falcons this season on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift, and at 7 o'clock, we will get to the top five. Coming up in the front page, we're getting a game seven, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. It's been a minute since we've had a rookie report. We're going to find out who on the show is like Jimi Hendrix. Maybe? Maybe. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey. Yeah. The Odyssey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan behind the glass. Now, the NBA Finals Game 6 was last night. You know, it's too bad Mark Zeno isn't here today to be upset about this one this morning, because he has been the last couple of Fridays. But the series is tied up. Pacers forced a Game 7 by taking down the Thunder last night. Obi Toppin scored 20 points. Andrew Nembhard had 17, and Pascal Siakam added 16. Final score, Pacers 108, Thunder 91.
Allie, you hear that? Do you hear that? That's two things. It's Dylan eating crow, and it's Mark Zeno with just throwing a little hissy fit with with his sleeveless shirt, because we're going to seven. We're going to seven. I love it. Absolutely love it. We have something. We have a game seven. There's nothing better in sports than a game seven, normally, unless you get a dud. But the build up is everything. Dylan, I want to give you credit, because you said something and you were. I thought you were right, but I didn't know that you thought you would be right. You said that with Halliburton the way he is, you need, because you thought it would end in six, that you needed someone like to step up like a Mathurin or whatever, right? Well, let me tell you something. You got Obi Toppin dropping 20 last night. Nembhard dropped 17. They play. Toppin had six rebounds and a couple of steals, but the little engine that could is T.J. McConnell in this series. Yeah, let me tell you what he did. 12, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. This dude is a freaking spark plug off the bench.
And Dylan, I couldn't believe how sloppy, I guess, OKC looked last night, like dribbling into defenders and, trying to pull spin moves and just the ball just flailing all over the place. I guess my question is, how concerned should OKC fans be that they can get back to playing normally? Because they looked out of character last night.
I think there should be a little bit of concern, because you let it get to a game seven and anything could happen in a game seven. And we know with, obviously, Tyrese Halliburton, even though he is limited, he did a good job of hitting shots last night and contributing as much as he could. And we know how clutch he can be and has been throughout this postseason. So if this game remains close, if this game seven remains close, anything could happen. If it comes down to a final shot and the Pacers have the ball, that's not a situation the Oklahoma City Thunder necessarily want to be in. However, I don't think OKC fans should be overly concerned, because, look, I never want to question any athlete's effort, but it did feel like OKC came out and they had things going their way at first, because they came out and got off to a little bit of a lead, and it looked like, this was going to be a close game down the stretch. However, once the Pacers went on their run, OKC was like, yeah, all right. It felt like they played. We know we got a game seven in our back pocket, and so it felt like they played comfortable while Indiana played like they knew they had to put everything on the line. And Bo, real quick, just to your point about T.J. McConnell, T.J. McConnell is the heart and soul right now, it feels like, of this Pacers team. Whenever he's getting there and gets offensive rebounds like he did last night, whenever he hits that little fadeaway midi that was going for him last night, anytime he does anything, his hustle, his heart. These Pacer fans go absolutely crazy for T.J. McConnell. Look, they go nuts for, everybody else, and that's a very good fan base, but they are really getting behind T.J. McConnell. Like you said, you can tell that he is their heart, soul, their engine right now. He's a huge spark off the bench.
Yeah, I'll make this quick, because I know we got other stuff to hit, but Halliburton fought through and played last night, and I was watching their post game. And it was with SVP, and Toppin and Halliburton both went on, and they both said, we were not going to let them celebrate on our court. And I think you can say that OKC took it lightly. I can say that, it's easy to say that afterwards. But I think, because we would forget, the Pacers started out, I think, missed like their first 8 shots or something.
Yeah.
And they basically just said, no, man, we're not going to let this happen. And that's the resiliency that this team showed. They got off to a bad start to start their season this year. I mean, they lost a plethora of games early. So I really give the will of Indiana a lot of credit here. However, the last thing I got is one of the toughest places to play in the NBA is in Oklahoma City. That place is not easy, and that's going to be a madhouse come game seven.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Ben Shepherd that drained the three at the end of the third quarter, and that place went absolutely just the roof almost flew off? I can't remember who was it.
It was either Shepherd or Nembhard, I think. It was one of those.
Well, Game 7 is Sunday at 8 o'clock. Now, the Buss family is selling the Lakers to Mark Walter for $10 billion, highest ever for a U.S. professional sports franchise, but Jeannie Buss will remain the Lakers governor and continue to run the team for at least a few years.
Just insanity when you look at these numbers starting to roll through. It looks like the Buss family will retain about 15%, which is not nothing, and I think when you look at the situation that happened in Dallas and Mark Cuban got rid of the team, that he kind of got phased out. But this is one of the best, most fruitful ownership regimes that you've seen over the last, how long have they owned them? What, 50 years? Something
since
along
those? Since 1979.
Yeah, there you go. So 46
years. 40-something
years. Yeah, 46 years. That's just crazy to think about. And obviously, they were celebrity. But they ushered in an era of this kind of celebrity-feeling ownership and the Lakers being one of the most popular teams, obviously, in the world. But you look at $10 billion, that is that's crazy to think about. And sports continues to rule the world in some of these aspects.
Is $10 billion crazier than 1979 being almost 50 years ago? Because the 80s was like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it feels like it, right?
Just saying.
Definitely does for us.
Well, 80. I know how many years 83 was. Ali, in 1979, Jerry Buss basically, and if you guys, I mean, this isn't like anything that I'm breaking news, it's public knowledge. He basically mortgaged everything to buy the Lakers, the Kings, and the Forum. And they were floating. I mean, he had to get investors at time, like the bank had to get help. And he did. He turned the Lakers into this whole thing. It was showtime. He had the club, the suite, the little club inside the Forum, everything. Like, Jerry Buss was a visionary. He was a different cat, but one thing he was a visionary. And he helped grow not just the Lakers into this $10 billion, but the Lakers, to me, it's the Lakers and the Celtics. They're the premier franchises in the NBA. And those two teams took the NBA from tape-delayed finals to the fact that ESPN sat there in the first 30 minutes of SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt last night was just interviews from Game 6 of the Finals. After that, I mean, it's crazy. So, $10 billion is a crazy thing. The Yankees would probably go for the same thing right now, and they've been the premier franchise in Major League Baseball. So it is wild.
Well, and another massive number we got to talk about this morning: the Houston Rockets coach Ime Udoka got a contract extension that's going to make him one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. The deal is believed to be worth eight figures annually.
Woo! Come on. Get that man his money.
Hey.
And look, he's much deserved. I know that whole thing in Boston ended a little bit weird, but he is definitely one of the best coaches in the NBA right now. And how quickly, because we knew this Houston Rockets team was going to turn around, especially once they got Udoka, you felt like, okay, this is their time where they feel like they can really start to become competitors. He turned this team around a lot quicker than I anticipated, and taking these young guys like Jalen Green, like a Jabari Smith Jr., Georgia boy, Sandy Creek alum, by the way, shout out to Jabari Smith Jr., but how he took these young guys and a good mix of vets, when you talk about Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, how quickly he turned them around, it's just a testament to how good of a coach he is. So I think he's definitely worth every penny.
First off, one thing, a little bit weird, I mean – a lot weird.
Yeah, it was
a lot. It was his own doing. So I think we need. He gets a little bit of a pass sometimes, but that bothers me because he's a good coach. He just gets a pass, and people just want to pass over and then hark on other guys who have done things. But that's a personal thing with one person that just harks on certain things for me. The reality I will tell you is he came in at the right place at the right time of this team, but none of that overshadows the fact that Dylan, you're spot on. He's probably top four coaches in the NBA right now, and he doesn't even have a title.
Absolutely. I mean, he just his his approach to how he talks to his players, and obviously his coaching philosophy and basketball philosophy and basketball knowledge is good. But I really look at how he comes at his players, and you know, he really seems like he's one of those coaches that he's a no-nonsense type of guy, but he also knows how to handle his players. Like, he can adjust to different guys, like, you know. But we've talked about this before. You know, as you being management, you know that you can't talk to everybody the same type of way. And it feels like Ime Udoka is one of those guys that really, truly understands that. You have to handle certain guys different ways. So I just think he's a really good coach all around.
Well, before we get into the Mac drop, I found something in my notes that's a little bit disturbing. Somebody apparently is like Jimi Hendrix. We got to get to the bottom of this. So you guys know I'm always making notes over here, whether I'm writing.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying to work with you. I'm like, God, she's writing something.
I know. I keep receipts. It's whether it's things for the replay or the rookie report. And we haven't done the rookie report in a few weeks because you've been out, Mike, and we've had Zinno in. So I was going into my rookie report file, and I found this note that said, Bo compares his baby to Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
What, Bo, do you have any recollection of what that might have been about? How is Porkchop similar to Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, she's been playing the guitar upside down, or what?
I don't know. Allie, I don't remember half the things I say on the show, apparently. You know why?
You remember
because
the box
no one's
score
ever taken
the,
notes of that.
You remember the box score from the 2004 Braves game, but you can't remember what you said 2 weeks ago about Jimi Hendrix and your daughter.
I can't. I mean, I honestly don't know. I can't.
Yeah.
I guess I remember others and not
I can't
myself.
Can't wait for this. I can't wait for this.
Well, it's so out of context. I'm going to have to go back and find that because I have no idea what that's in reference to.
For
it's
sure.
Like when you wake up in the middle of the night and write a note to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what is that?
I need to remember
what is that.
Jeez. I don't know.
First, I do want to say the two of you, Mike and Dylan, are very gracious this morning. We could have gone on air, and you guys could have called me out about having a black eye this morning, but you didn't.
Is that why she won't put the
Zoom
on herself?
You wouldn't do that to you, Allie.
Look, your Fight Club business is your Fight Club business, man. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
And look, when she first came in, I was like, good morning, and I didn't even really notice it until I actually looked, and she said, don't worry about the black eye, you should see the other guy.
Yeah,
and once she hit me with that line, I was like, you know what, I ain't even going to talk about it. Allie had to thug it out somewhere, so you know, I'm going to let her have it.
Got dotted
up. Did you
get
in a fight over one of those Usher bobbleheads?
No, I had a little procedure done, and I was wearing a patch all day yesterday, and my poor husband had to deal with me going, am I still pretty? Do you think I'm pretty?
I was going to say, at least he didn't have to deal with you going, army buckle.
Yeah. All right, so getting to the observations in the rookie report, it appears on this show we might have a sore winner. We were not 3 minutes into the show on Monday where someone was rubbing it in someone else's face that they get to go to the driver's meeting.
Yeah, it's not shocked by that. You know what, I think I've kept it cool, calm, and collected throughout as I keep getting needled about the echo chamber driver's meeting. That's all right, though.
You know why? Hold on. Look, can we put, like, you know why? Because as soon as that happened, Mike looked at me and immediately made an accusation that really hurt me.
What I said? I said, you know about this.
And I didn't. And it hurt me that he thought that I would that I would do that behind his back. And so I know that Mike is feeling a little bit left out. But honestly, he hurt my feelings. Just going to say. Like,
aww.
I mean, that accusation
the
about me to think
one.
That I would do that to you. We've been through a lot in 3 years, and to do that to me, it hurt, Mike.
Yeah.
Way to turn it around.
That, yeah. That's right. That was next level, wasn't
but
it?
Look,
wow, that's manipulation.
He flipped
right
that
there.
With a spatula right
I
there.
I mean, isn't it funny, though, that immediately after I was called the sensitive one, and who is being sensitive now? He's like, man, these accusations really hurt me, man.
Feelings.
We've been through a lot together.
All right, now somebody else on this show might be a bit superstitious to the point that you held on to something I said, Mike, throughout an entire weekend to call me out on it.
Yes.
When I said I wanted us to sweep the Rockies.
Yes.
And you were very upset about that.
Yes.
I think superstitions, though, around jinxes, I might be wrong, but doesn't that only occur if you're at the actual event? That's when you can't say the thing?
No.
Yeah, that's a no-go. Yeah.
No. That's a,
it don't
yeah,
work like
sorry
that.
About
okay,
that.
Okay, but
yeah,
I did look it up, and regard like, because I was like coming from a place of I'm manifesting this, and I did see regarding manifesting, neuroscience research does suggest that focusing on intentions can strengthen neural pathways and motivate actions toward desired outcomes.
That's a personal thing. You can manifest your own personal destiny with talking about that. That's not to be talked about with the Atlanta Braves. I mean, we all remember Steak Shapiro tweeting, you
he
know, a month
there.
And a half ago that, but, you know.
It, he but, was there. there.
Again, it was not his personal thing. It was somebody else going after it, and we all were like, dude, what are you talking about? Do not do that ever again. So, yeah, I mean, in the sporting world, yeah, it's all about your personal stuff.
I've got an example. In the 1998 NFC Championship game, every time I would eat regular chocolate M&M's, the chocolate M&M's, not the peanut, the Falcons would start doing something good. So I made myself sick eating chocolate M&M's.
Oh,
to this day, I can't eat chocolate M&M's unless it's in an ice cream or something.
Yeah, that's strange.
But guess what? Falcons won, so wins the Super Bowl.
It
was worth it.
One last observation real quick. Dylan, I get to call you out for being cheap on something because I do the exact same thing with your chapstick. You use it to the bare minimum. I saw you digging your finger in that tube of chapstick.
Oh, no. He's got was it the pinky? Wasn't the pinky?
Oh, it's got to be the pinky. Yeah, that's the only pair I can fit in the little cap. That's the only pair I can fit in there.
Finger I can fit in there.
Allie is spot on because I still have plenty of chapstick left on the thing, but I was like, I'm not going to let this, chapstick in the cap go to waste. I'm going to just scoop this out real quick.
If he's really cheap, though, what brand is the chapstick? You know, are we talking about?
Burt's Bees.
Okay.
So that's not cheap. Those are like $3 a tube.
Yeah,
so, I do the same thing. I do the same
thing. I
got to
get my money's worth of the Burt's Bees.
Mike, last week we found out that Dylan goes to Trader Joe's, and I don't know if I think this might have been when Zeno was here. He drops $200 a week in groceries. Him and Simone.
I mean, technically it's $100 for me and $100 for Simone, but I pay the entire bill, and then Simone, sends me her half.
A lot of money for two people to eat groceries.
we don't go out to eat. Like during the week, we don't go out to eat at all. Mm-hmm. So it's we completely rely on our groceries.
You could use Bo's factor meals and then end up getting your bumper fixed.
Yeah.
So if you really wanted to.
That's true enough. Hey, Bo, you got me on the hookup for the factor?
I'm certainly learning a lot about you with these rookie reports, and I know I'm going to learn a lot more next weekend at Echo Park Speedway.
Oh, strap in for that one.
Well, coming up, which Falcons do Mike and Bo consider to be the most important? We are going to count down the top five next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.